Coming to you from Orange County, California, this is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith.
Hey everybody, Chad Wesley Smith here. This week we have the 100th episode of The Jug Life. And for this special 100th episode, it's going to be really bad to listen to. So you need to watch it because it is a countdown of our 10 favorite parody videos that we've ever made. So head over to the Juggernaut Train Systems YouTube. Check out the video version of this, our 100th episode of The Jug Life. We had a ton of fun making all these videos. We love making the podcast. So go check out the video version because it would be really weird to listen to the audio of all these videos. You wouldn't get a lot of the jokes, I don't think, without the visual component of things. And we'll be back next week with our regular version of The Jug Life. Hey everybody, what is up? Chad Wesley Smith here, bringing you the 100th episode of the Jug Life podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host extraordinaire, Monumental Max Montana. Monumental because today is obviously a monumental day in history. World history, probably, at least podcast history.
Oh, for sure.
With the 100th episode of the Jug Life. Today's episode is brought to you by phase potentiation and copyright violations. And I think that right there is a pretty... That is the lifestyle of of the Jug Life podcast. And, you know, we kicked around different ideas of what to do with this episode, but I think the most Jug Life thing there is, and maybe the thing that we're the most well known for, you know, besides all the hard work coaching and making books and informative videos and writing programs, is making movie parodies. And that's what we want to talk about. We're going to show you our top 10 Jug Life movie parodies today because we know that, yeah, maybe you like the information about training, but this is what you really come for. And I think it's definitely our favorite part of doing the podcast as well. You know, we've gotten to travel all over the country doing episodes now, you know, up and down California. We just got back from Texas.
New York,
Reno, all over the place. I've done episodes when we're out at meets and gotten to interview a lot of fun people, and we really love doing the podcast. We hope that you all enjoy it as well. And I think let's get into the best parts of them, the famous intros. So leading off with our number 10 podcast or our number 10 parody intro of all time. And this is from episode number 89, The Jug Life Live in Queens, which we recorded at JDI Barbell. Mm-hmm. And this is Shrinkage.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I thought this was the baby's room. I'm really sorry.
I was in the pool. I was in the pool.
So that was Shrinkage. That was from part of our New York series of episodes. We did five episodes out there over the course of a couple of days. Yeah, the New York trip was fun. It's really fun getting to go and do the live episodes and you know, it was much a New Jersey tour as anything else. It was much a fucking backseat of Uber shitty traffic. Take 2 hours to get everywhere.
We had that one guy on the way back, from
DeFranco's.
No. On the way back from Zach Evanesh's place. Yeah, yeah. Where is he? He's in
like Jersey Shore.
Yeah, he's in Jersey Shore. We call an Uber, and the guy pulls up. He's like, "Where are you guys going?" You're like, "Oh, Brooklyn." He's like, "Oh man, it was like a $160 Uber ride."
And he definitely, you know, on a Sunday afternoon. And he gave us a look like, "Are you guys fucking serious right now?" But this was a fun, like, little quick, easy one to do. I had to deal with a lot of, you know, body insecurity issues to get through this episode, whether that's regarding my weight, my hairiness, it wasn't hard for me to get in the mode of George Costanza in regards to being embarrassed about my parts, you know, so that was an easy, it was method acting, really. But that was a fun one, and that's Shrinkage. So number 9, our 9th favorite parody video of all time, comes to you from the episode The Top 5 Strength Stories of 2017. And we have a 2017 version of that, and as well as a 2016. So go back and check those out, and we'll have a 2018 one in a couple months from now. And this is The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Nice to meet you.
Is this your first time getting body wax?
Yeah, first time.
I'm going to need you to take off your shirt. I'm going to need more wax and clear all my appointments for the afternoon.
I'm going to stick around. This will be good.
Nice sweater. Have that in a V-neck.
If she does this pews, I'm out of here.
Uno, dos, tres.
Fuck. Just that one little patch looks really sexy, though.
Uno, dos.
Oh, sweet Lord, baby Jesus. Oh, it's going.
Hairy like bear.
Well, that was enough of that. All right.
That was pretty good. What was it? Were you? Had you done any? You didn't do anything before. That was the first time on screen, right? The waxing.
Maybe like 2 weeks before, we had done a little patch in the middle of my back.
Oh yeah.
But I think that was an area where all my nerves were dead from the bar being, anyways. But for someone who's not like a huge fan of taking their shirt off, to have the first two of these be shirtless, I'm kind of surprised by.
We're trying to get the followers, the certain market, the bear market up here a little bit. So,
you know,
kick it off with a bang. Yeah. Shirtless Chad.
Two woofs up. I give this parody video 5 woofs. Yeah, but 40-Year-Old Virgin is one of our favorite movies for sure.
Yeah, yeah. That was, probably my favorite movie, actually. I've watched that movie countless times. When I lived, little known fact, lived with Donnie Shankle as my roommate for the better part of probably a year. He and I, every day we come home from Cal Strength, from working, we would just turn that on. And it was like, it started out like, oh, we watched it like 3 days in a row. We literally watched it every single night for the better part of 100 days. We knew every single line, forwards and back, and just every inflection. It was, and every time you watch it, it gets funnier and funnier. I thought it was really good.
It's all about the nuance.
Niched in nuance.
Yeah. But you know, it didn't really hurt that bad. Most of that was acting. It's not the most comfortable thing. And you know, we had a little Garrett Blevins cameo in there. He recorded a really good episode that day, so check that one out.
Yeah.
But the question I get asked the most about this episode is if I wax the rest of my chest after that. And the answer is no. And not really as pain related, but my chest is just a big, hairy place.
It's a lot of wax.
Yeah, I didn't want to spend, that would have been like hours of doing that. So I actually just walked around with like this weird kind of, I thought it looked like a musical note. Marissa thought it looked like a dick. But
you know, well, I mean, come on.
Whatever shaped, you know, bear patch on my chest for a couple, it probably took like 2 months to really fill back in.
Did it, so the age-old question, is it a myth, did it grow back in more robust than it was in the past?
No, I wouldn't.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
So there was no adaptations made. It wasn't a strong enough stimulus, I think.
I guess not.
So number 8 on our list is The Nerdy Hillbilly. This was in episode 80, Return of the Rhino. This is when we went to Las Vegas, and we did a podcast with Stan at his house. And here it is, Nerdy Hillbilly.
Well, will you put your arms around? I got a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
That is so good.
What the fuck happened last night? Hey, Phil.
Am I missing a tooth?
Oh my god, I look like a nerdy hillbilly.
So, that one was pretty awesome, I thought. That was, I'm going to say 99% of the amazingness that comes out of that is from Shorty. We didn't even do anything. We were gonna try and black out the tooth, I think, with a marker at first.
We thought you weren't committed enough to actually knock your own tooth out.
the idea was proposed.
I waxed my chest.
Yeah.
And you're not even willing to pull one of your own
teeth out. I do remember Chad many times pointing out that I wasn't committed because I wasn't going to pull my tooth out. But yeah, that thing was awesome. That was I wasn't sure how it's going to turn out. You always know it's going to be good, but you're like, how is Shorty going to turn this into what we're trying to make it? Then when you see it and you're like, oh, that's like a better than I possibly could have imagined, it's always a pleasure.
And like this one, you know, I was not involved in it at all. Like, I'm not in it at all. So I'm just kind of at our Airbnb in Vegas, you know, working on programs or whatever we're doing in the morning. And it struck me as like, this is a ridiculous job that we have. As, you know, Max is laying on the floor and we're just, you know, fucking around really. And like, that's our job. That's pretty fun. But, so the next one is, also from our New York series. And, you can find it at the intro of episode number 90 with Zach Evanesh, and it is the Soup Nazi.
Medium turkey chili.
Medium crab bisque.
I didn't get any bread.
Just forget it, let it go.
Excuse me, I think you forgot my bread.
Bread, $2 extra.
What? Everybody in line before me got it free.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
No, no! This is an iconic episode of Seinfeld, the old soup Nazi. That was pretty good. That was one of those ones where I think we might have done that in like one or two takes.
Yeah.
It was pretty straightforward, pretty easy to do.
And again, you know, big credit to Shorty it's more on the editing and the magic of the laugh track and everything like that. And I think that's one of the ones where people really credit you, Max, with your acting chops.
Well, you know, I mean, my impersonation of George. We've both played George Costanza.
Yeah.
It would be an interesting battle to see which one of us would get the Oscar. I mean, obviously, one of us is going to win it.
Yeah.
I mean, the acting chops we both have are up there, but. The shrinkage was pretty good. I think shrinkage is really embodies George Costanza. You were able to draw on your own personal experiences. Well, I wasn't able to draw on the character as deeply for the soup Nazi because I've never actually been denied food clearly by my body.
the thing with that I appreciate about our audience, and we know our audience, we know what they expect from us. Is that if one parody I'm George Costanza and the other parody you're George Costanza, very similar to a Lethal Weapon 5 scenario, six. Lethal Weapon 6 scenario, the audience has come to expect that from us. You know, a mid movie character change, character swap. It's all part of the deal when you come to the Jug Life.
Absolutely.
So our number 6 parody of all time, also from our Vegas series, our hangover series of intros, and a really good episode, number 79 with Brandon Allen. Good training information in that one. Funny stuff, gross Brandon Allen stuff.
Disgusting
in that
stories.
One. And this is the Wolfpack.
Oh, it's like college.
Yeah. All right, I want to talk about something.
All right.
I'd like to say a few words that I...
prepared for tonight. How about that ride in? Guess that's why they call it Sin City. I don't know if you know this about me, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. Sort of a one-man wolf pack. And 2 years ago when Joanne brought Max over, I knew immediately I'd added another wolf. I'd add another wolf to my pack that where there used to be one wolf, now there were two. Now there were two of us. There were two of us wolves in the pack. Right. And now we're here in Las Vegas in the desert in search of strippers and cocaine.
That was really good. I haven't seen that one for a while. You were spot on with that.
I think what helped is that I'd really embraced the disheveled look that Alan had going there. Normally I wouldn't be that unkempt and chubby, but I was like, well, I'm going to be playing Alan, so I gotta lean into it.
Put on 40 kilos for that for that video.
So we went to Vegas. I think we got to Vegas at like 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. That video was probably 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening, and all we'd been doing for 2 days was recording podcasts and making parody videos and eating. Yeah, that's what we did the whole time.
Yeah.
And so that one, we had recorded our last episode with Bo Sandoval at the UFC Performance Institute. And now we just had time to kill before our flight. But
oh yeah, that was like right at the end, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like literally like the trip was over. It was like on the way to the airport.
Yeah, because we had to check out of the Airbnb. So we had all our stuff with us. We had nowhere to go. And that was shot in the parking lot, the parking lot of an In-N-Out on the way to...
We Ubered to the In-N-Out, In-N-Out, and just were standing. You can't tell because the video is amazing from Shorty, but Chad is like, it's not like he's standing like in the corner of the parking lot. You were standing by the door of the In-N-Out, like 40 feet from the door.
You had to get where the angle's right.
I think there was even like a drive-thru behind you. That was... You can't tell at all, but that was like in like a crazy man in the parking lot, a little guy filming him, and I'm standing there watching the luggage because there's like six or seven bags there right by the door.
And when we're doing any of these in like a more public situation or public setting, like of course people are giving us these weird ass looks.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that there was plenty of those going on, but then it's Vegas and people were doing a lot weirder shit than us filming a little video.
For sure. So number five is, this is one of my personal favorites, is the, from episode number 44, the most impressive lifters and a Q&A. This was Voice Like an Angel.
Look, if we're going to start a huge multinational corporation, I've got to hear you sing.
Can't you just trust that I'm just like a really, really, really good singer?
Just one song, just so I can hear what your voice sounds like.
All right, no big deal. Just one song. Just gonna go ahead. Just jump right into it. Just start singing. God, heart is beating so fast right now. People are talking
about people.
I just ignore them, but they keep on saying we'll laugh just a little too loud. We stand just a little too close. We stare just a little too long. Maybe they're seeing something we don't, darling. Let's give them something to talk about. Let's give them something to talk about. How about love? Love. I didn't want to sing too loud. I don't want to wake up Robert and Nancy. And I've had a sore throat for a month and a half. And this is not an appropriate acoustic environment for you to request something like this of me.
Chad, you gotta know, I'm not just some guy. That is the voice of an angel. I can't even make eye contact with you right now. Your voice is like the combination between Fergie and Jesus. How come you can't do that in front of people?
You messing with me right now?
It's me, Max.
That one was really good. Man, in, coming back and watching them.
In hindsight, that one, it was definitely our biggest budget video.
Oh, for sure.
I bought two t-shirts
for
it. The Lone Wolf shirt and the Sloth shirt, howling at the moon. It's really looking, that's one of our most involved ones.
Yeah.
It has the most lines in it by far. It's the longest.
Yeah.
The most angles.
That one was really good. I mean, I know obviously it's our, we created that, but that was like pretty damn solid for a little parody video.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty good. I don't remember how, it took a while to make it too.
Yes, because we'd been talking about it for a week or two going into it. And I'd been singing the song like around the office and stuff. But then when it came time to sing it on camera, I couldn't remember the lyrics for shit. And we had to keep starting over. And it just had so much more talking in it.
Yeah.
That one took us a lot of takes for sure. Your reaction shots are pure gold.
Yeah, that was, watching that again, it was pretty awesome. that was good.
And the casualness of how much leg you're showing while you're sitting up on the couch.
I remember that was all intentional, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what really... God. That was the cherry on top.
Right, because in the movie, they're always wearing like short shorts. And they're God, that was funny. That was really, really good.
And the shirts are from the movie. The wolf, the Howling at the Wolf one. That was a fun one. That's one of our more high level productions.
Yeah, that was high quality. Very good.
Our fourth favorite parody video comes from episode number 81 with John Bros. Another part of our Las Vegas series. We were on a parody podcasting roll.
Yeah, we killed it there.
On that trip out in Vegas. And this is Jack and his little weenus.
Aw, how cute. What's his name?
Ben. Carlos.
Carlos?
What do you say when you're too fucked up?
What's your girlfriend say? Big budget to get all these extras in there.
I think I need an intervention.
Look at them. Jack and his little weenus.
Pull yourself together, bro.
Not at the table, Carlos.
So this is another one of me just fully embracing the Alan, the Alan spirit with the... I'm looking kind of rough in these. The most fun part of this episode, far and away, was shopping for the props. So we get dropped off, but we record an episode with Stan, and then we had to go to Walmart because we knew we needed a doll and sunglasses and a baby Bjorn. So we get dropped off at this Walmart in Las Vegas.
Oh right,
and We're looking for the baby Bjorn, and they were sold out or whatever. So we had to resort to just gaff taping the baby.
Right.
But then, was it the sunglasses? Remember the guy who was trying to show us where the sunglasses were?
Wait, what?
The Walmart employee who we'd asked, I don't remember if he was trying to show us where the doll was or the... I just remember being the most awkward person that we'd ever
encountered. I don't even remember him. I remember that. I mean, every Walmart you're going into is going to be weird, but that one was particularly off.
A lot of people of Walmart, and then it's these three grown men walking around with a little
dragging a baby behind them, like carrying it by its foot and stuff. That was a good one.
Trying on some sweet sunglasses. I don't think I still have those sunglasses. Disappointingly.
Yeah, that was. It's funny because I just realized. That's probably Bradley Cooper's second time working with a fake baby. I believe there was like the fake baby thing in American Sniper. So it really worked seamlessly there. I am surprised that no one else picked up on that. But
yeah, and it was nice that he didn't charge us too much to be in this
one. That was affordable, getting all these people into these. Yeah. You'd be surprised.
Shooting on location, Caesar's Palace pool.
Yeah.
So our number three favorite parody of in Jug Life history is from episode number 65, which is with the Team USA shot putters, gold medalist Ryan Krauser, world championship athlete Ryan Whiting, and as of about last weekend, U.S. national champion Darrell Hill. And this is Rocky.
So much training went into this one.
I mean, for me to go from from Alan to this body in only a few
weeks.
Yeah.
Great shot of my legs there. Probably one of my favorite cuts in all of our podcasts. I thought for sure one of us is going to fall over in that water and it was going to be fucking cold.
First and foremost with this episode is a disclaimer that that's not actually how I run, at least. I was doing a joke run.
I was doing a real run. That's exactly how I run. Awkwardly lifting my knees and feet in weird ways. I'm not even sure exactly how to run. I just try to mimic what I see. Like baby giraffes do and other things, but it's just
you run like a weightlifter.
I run like a weightlifter. My knees don't bend, and I don't really move my feet a lot. My hips don't move the same way. That one was especially awkward because it was you, me, and Shorty, as always, down by the beach or on the beach.
Well, I think before that, we had to go get the the wigs.
Oh, there's a lot of costume shopping scenarios that have occurred in these. Very odd.
I mean, big budget on the CGI for this one, because if you didn't know, that opening scene it's not Max and my bodies.
That was
That's
CGI.
That's just our faces on Rocky and Apollo.
That was CGI.
Sorry to burst your bubble.
Not my legs either. That was Apollo Creed.
One of the funniest parts of making this one, I think, was going to get the wigs. And so we go to this Halloween store, and it's like 2 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon or something, and we're at this Halloween store shopping for wigs, just a couple of grown ass men wig shopping. We're in there, and Max is trying on the wig. He's taking them out of the packages and trying on the wigs, which
that's a no-no, apparently.
He gets scolded for that at the Halloween store. And then we're checking out, buying our wigs, and the checkout lady, who's a 45-year-old woman, is like, "Oh, you guys going to a costume party tonight?" And I just look at her and I was like, "No, this is for a work project." And she was like, "Okay." But
that was very out of place. It was an odd, the two wigs we picked out clearly were an interesting choice, I think.
And then we called Q on the FaceTime when had our wigs on when we were driving to the beach. But we get down to the beach and we're filming this, and we try and find, as vacant area in Newport Beach as possible, so we're not getting too many weird looks. We definitely got a few. And the weirdest looks of the whole thing was Ryan Whiting and Darrell Hill were going to come over for dinner, and we were running a little late, so I was like, "Oh, we're just down at the beach. Come meet us down there." With no context of what we were doing at the beach. So I'd never met Darrell before. You'd never met Ryan or Darrell. Yeah, Ryan, I know, watched the podcast and probably wasn't that surprised. But these two Olympians or world championship and Olympian level athletes walk up on the beach and just see us, galloping down the sand like two athletic stallions, and just had to be thinking
you never know
who the fuck are these guys that we're hanging out with.
You never know what you're gonna get, because some athletes are they're really intense. I don't think we ever really have super intense people on the show, but everyone appreciates the comedy gold that they get, but you don't know. So you see guys walk up and you're like, "Oh, let's see, are they gonna be like, what the fuck are you guys doing?"
Yeah, they're just gonna kinda look over the berm of the sand we're just gonna go.
I forgot I had something to do right now. Yeah. That was really good. number two on the list, one of our my personal favorites. It's from episode number 39, Super Total Training. This is Karate in the Garage.
Let's play a game. On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it, just name it. One, two, three.
Velociraptor. Who's your favorite weightlifter's videos to masturbate to?
Ilya Ilin.
If you were a chick, who's the first guy that you would do?
Ed Cohen. What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
You wanna go do karate in the gym?
Definitely one of the best ones. This is also obviously from the old gym, but this one was, to me, was one of the most fun ones to film. The smashing the watermelon, smashing the Ritz crackers and the chips. I remember the watermelon being like, it was like, well, what, how are we going to clean this up? Like, what are we going to do? And there was a back door where you're going out, right? So you smashed it. And I think one of them didn't quite, the first one didn't break all the way. Or like
it didn't explode.
Yeah,
like
it just kind of like cracked in half. And there was like a 10-foot radius of like watermelon particles and juice all over the platforms. It was just like sticky and gross. And I also remember, and I'm reminded by just earlier when we started this, I was reminded that I couldn't break the bag of chips at the first punch.
Action.
Possibly because I have very weak, girly-like arms, or maybe it was being held at a weird angle, glanced off of it. I delivered a killing blow, but just not quite the right spot.
If you want to blame the angle on not being able to break a Mylar bag of potato chips. But yeah, this one was definitely a fun one to make. I think Step Brothers is perfect because Dale and Brennan's relationship,
yes,
you know, their relationship later in the film when they're best friends is pretty similar to mine and Max's. I've tried to reach out to Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly many times because I do think that they would appreciate our renditions of their film, which is surprising because that they haven't responded because Will Ferrell and I went to the same high school and we did the announcements together once.
Yeah,
I never tell this story. I definitely don't tell it every time Will Ferrell's name comes up. The first time
I've heard it, actually. Yeah. Tell it again.
Senior year of high school, I was in student government, and I would do the announcements for the boys' athletics. And Will Ferrell, who also grew up in Irvine and went to University High School, was promoting Anchorman, which, God, is a long time ago now. This is the end of the school year in 2004, right before I graduated. And he came back to the school to do like a little, they were filming some special about his life, and he came in and we did the announcements together, and haven't stayed in touch as much as you'd expect.
Yeah, it's odd. I wonder, it was probably a life-changing event for him. I mean,
do you think he's telling the same story right now?
Possibly.
He's probably watching this parody video.
I bet you he's waiting for this to come out. He's probably waiting. I wonder if it's just a legal thing, like his agent won't let him contact you. Like, maybe there's some kind of legal thing. He's like, feels bad about it. That's probably the most likely scenario.
He might be intimidated that he's like, this guy played me.
Right, that's true.
He played me better than I play me.
That's true. Will, if you're watching, which you probably are, it's cool. Go ahead and give him a ring, send an email. Hey, maybe even post a nice review. You might get a shirt.
Someone's just going to post as Will Ferrell now. Oh. We'll never know. But that one was a lot of fun. And that brings us to our number one parody video of all time. The video that started it all. Actually not from a podcast episode. This might have even been before we started doing the podcast.
Yeah, it was.
So it's from a video. It's the intro to a video called Squat and Bench with Barbell Brigade and Juggernaut. And it's we're training with Andy and Steve Gentile, T. Papula, Mason Cervantes. Adam Rodriguez, and it's just a training video. But before you watch this one, pause the podcast. You know, open up the real Commando intro.
Yeah.
Because that's something that I don't know if people appreciate the incredible accuracy.
Oh, yeah.
Of this, or if they aren't familiar with Commando at all. They just think, like, wow, Chad and Max are weird as shit.
I definitely, definitely watch the original Commando intro, then you'll watch this.
And it's like looking in a mirror. It's very hard to tell.
100% perfect recreation, in my opinion. Every time, so good. You got into incredible shape for this one.
What could be sneaking up on me? I have no idea.
What is it? Yep. That happened. Super straight, just a couple of ruggedly straight men doing a very, very heterosexual recreation of their favorite film, the intro.
Yeah, the thing is with the Commando one, we had not been working together for more than
weeks, maybe a week or two.
No, it was more than that.
A month?
But it was very, very close to the start of me working for Juggernaut. And, you know, even though the last video was Karate in the Garage, in our relationship, the Commando video is Karate in the Garage.
For sure.
What doing Karate in the Garage was to Dale and Brennan, making the Commando video was to me and Max. Because, we hadn't been working together that long. Yeah. And
There was no hesitation. It was like, let's do a Commando parody. Alyssa Milano.
Because we both love Commando.
Yes.
Incredible, incredible 80s cinema.
I think it started because you were telling me about your experience with Commando. Uh-huh. And we were just talking about how we watched all these action movies. And you were like, oh, I had a VHS copy of Commando.
Recorded from the TV.
Right. And it would like that. It was like all like, you know, tracking is terrible and staticky. And
you'd get like the first 10 seconds of the commercials. And then coming back from commercial, we'd miss like the first 5 seconds of it. So we both love Commando, and just had this idea like we should do a remake of this. This would be like so funny.
Yeah.
And then where did you find your Alyssa Milano?
Was it a Walmart or a? It seems at a Walmart in Aliso Viejo, but I remember walking in and going into like I'm like I don't know if I can find the exact some outfit like that, and literally it was like. The three items were like put together on a shelf. Like it could have just been like Alyssa Milano's character from Commando, Jenny Matrix costume, the shoes, the overalls, the shirt. The overalls and those shoes stayed in the office for the better part of the entire time we were there. And people would come in and be like, whose clothes are these? They'd be like, oh, those are mine. Those overalls are mine. The shoes are mine.
Yeah. And this was an awkward bonding experience. Yes. I don't know how many scenes the tickle scene, how many takes the tickle scene took, but we had to get it from all the right angles.
That was an interesting event. I definitely the ice cream cone part too.
The ice cream cone part was
that was interesting.
As awkward as you'd imagine it to be.
Yeah.
And we knew we only got one ice cream cone.
Yeah,
we only had one. We gotta nail this. Yeah. One take one on the shot. Ice cream cone. The karate, the awkward hugging. I mean, that's
it. That sums up, I think.
Yeah, in that Commando homage, That is the Rosetta Stone of the Jug Life podcast. That's what started it all. Yeah. All the magic that you folks out there have experienced for the last 99 episodes. I think it's so much of it is encapsulated in that parody video.
Yeah. That's the most accurate description.
Yeah. So those were a lot of fun to make. Hopefully they're a lot of fun to watch. We really enjoy doing the Jug Life. Getting to travel all around, doing the live ones. If you have a chance to come check out a live one, please do that. I think, Shorty, can you come on the screen?
Yeah. Here? I don't know if they know the magician.
Yes.
Magician behind the Jug Life.
You get in there in the middle, Shorty.
Hop in there, bud.
So we always say that the world's strongest videographer, Shorty Sedang, has to do 10 times more work than us to make these.
At least.
You know, he had to put my face on Arnold Schwarzenegger's body.
Some of your, yeah. Yeah. That's another thing. That's where I really learned, I think we learned Shorty's capabilities. When I saw Chad's face on Schwarzenegger's body, like, for the first 10 minutes, I was like, I don't remember Chad being in that good of shape. And I really was thinking about it. I realized Shorty is a wizard and has the ability to do things that could open the doors for all the other parodies.
Yeah, because that was probably one of the first 5 videos we did together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're getting towed on the skateboard to get shot carrying the log.
Yeah.
Do you have fun making the Jug Life, Shorty?
It's enjoyable. It's totally enjoyable.
All right. Yeah. He's probably lying anyways, but...
Constantly, yeah. He just can't wait.
Which one's your favorite parody, Shorty?
The Commando one, for sure.
Commando.
Yeah? Yeah. Which one was the most difficult for you to make?
The Rocky one.
Because they're moving.
They're moving, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was, I think, we forgot to get Max's face down here, so he had to send us the video.
Oh, right, right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
So this is the man who really makes it happen. You know, if you love the Jug Life, iTunes, 5-star review. I'm aware that this one was horrible to listen to.
Sorry for that.
Yeah, but you can find the Jug Life on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and thejuglife.com. New episodes every Tuesday. Thanks to this guy right here. You know, that's 100 of them. We're gonna keep doing them as long as you keep watching, and they're fun. We have a blast making these. Hopefully that shows. And tell us in the comments what your favorite parody video was, what movies we should do in the future, and where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, max_Ada, or Facebook, or you can email me, max@jtsstrength.com.
Shorty, where can they find you?
@ Shorty Lifts, and my website is shortylifts.com.
Yeah, so if you have video needs, you can't hire Shorty because he's too busy making our videos.
Yep. So maybe he knows somebody.
And don't try and outbid me either. All right. I'm Chad Wesley Smith @ChadWesleySmith and @JuggernautTraining on Facebook and Instagram. This was the 100th episode of the Jug Life. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week.